Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, everyone. My name is Devanantha Luxing, Interim Chair of the new GTLD Review Group. This is the conference call for July 17th, 2012. And I just want to just go through the agenda, what we have after the roll call. There will be a review update of the review group statement of interest. And also, there will be an update of the review group activity since the ICANN Prague meeting. Next, we will review the chair of the review group. I am the interim chair, and, well, it's the decision of the group whether I should, who should be the chair of the review group, and any other business next steps. Does anyone want to add anything to that agenda? Going once, going twice. Okay, well, I'm sure anybody could raise any points. It could be under any other business. Something under any other business, I probably want to talk about the outreach of our objection process. It's probably what I want to put under any other business. And how we could promote this better, the objection process to the wider at large and public community. Okay, can somebody do the roll call?
Yes, with pleasure, Dev. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening to everyone on today's at large new GTLD review group call on Tuesday, the 17th of July. We have Dev Anantilaksing, Carlton Samuel, Fatimata Seyesila, Olivier Cretan-Leblanc, Eduardo Diaz, Seth Rees, Kenny Huang, Alexander Kondaurov, Aziz Ilali. Apologies today noted from Dave Kisundoyal. I hope I haven't left anyone off the roll call. From staff we have Heidi Ulrich and myself, Gisela Gruber. And if I can please remind everyone to state their names when speaking for transcript purposes. Thank you. Over to you, Dev.
Okay, thank you very much. This is Devanand. Next on our agenda is the review and update of the review group statement of interest. As you know, on the review group list, Rudy Basnick that was nominated from URALO posted that after consideration of the issues regarding his potential conflict of interest, him being on the board of one of the applicants that has applied for one of the new GTLD strings, he has decided to step down from the review group. And this is as a more of a reminder, and for everyone to, you know, even if you perceive you have a conflict of interest, it's best to declare it now, and so that it can be considered by the review group. So I just want to ask anyone, does anyone have any updates? Olivier, I see your hand raised. Go ahead.
Thanks very much, Dave. It's Olivier for the transcript record. Just an update on two people who are not here. One is, as you saw, of course, but for the record, I think we might need to mention it here, the standing down of Rudy Vantnik. That's because he was selected by this review group, and then afterwards he ended up on the ISOC Board of Trustees. So he's very well... decided that this was a conflict and submitted his resignation. And I think it really goes in his favor and in his honor to have done such a thing. I know that a similar discussion had taken place with Dave Kisundoyal, and I'm not sure whether he announced it to the list, but he has emailed me that he has now... Dave was on the TIR advisory board, and I understand he has notified me that he has now resigned from the PIR advisory board. He was actually going to go on a second term, and he resigned and decided to concentrate on this review group rather than doing a second term on the PIR advisory board. So I think that's, again, something really going in his honor. I'm very, very happy to hear that members of this review group are taking the job seriously. That's all. Thank you.
Thank you, Olivier, for that. This is Dave. Thank you, Olivier, for that update. And I was going to mention Dave Kissinger. And thank you for updating about his situation. I'm certain he'll be posting something related to that publicly on the list soon. With regards to Rudy Vasnik, well, I believe there's a Uralo call later this afternoon, or I should say later on in this day, today. So I suspect that will be one of the topics for finding someone to replace Rudy Vasnik from Uralo on the review group. Okay, so well, I think you've summarized the two known cases of potential conflict of interest. Is there anybody else wants us to make any comments or suggestions regarding the review group statement of interest? Going once, going twice. Okay, good. Very well. Okay, then let's proceed now to the next agenda item, update of review group activities since the ICANN Prague meeting. Well, since Prague, we put a lot of information up on the dashboard, and I'll just post the link to the dashboard here. And I've tried also to try to make it as simple as possible so that anyone could go to the page, discover the information about what the process is about, and how to file the comments, and I've tried to create, you know, as much as additional information as possible, because I know one of the concerns expressed was that, well, how do we explain this to everybody in an email or to the wider public? So this was the attempt to ensure that the dashboard is up to date. It tries to explain everything. What has also been done is we've confirmed that the email address works. Sometimes there's a delay, as Olivier pointed out in the email to the list earlier this week. Sometimes there's a delay, but it is eventually delivered to the list. So I think I just want to just put it out to the review group. Is there anything that you think is missing or that needs also to be done? Actually, I should say one final thing. One of the other things discussed was also in related to questions that was posted on the list as to how to deal with someone sending an email message to the review group member and what would the steps be to you know, take that comment onto the dashboard and onto the at-large comments. So, with that in mind, are there any concerns, comments, questions regarding this? Floor is open.
This is Eduardo.
Eduardo? Oh, okay, go ahead.
The question is, have we received any reviews?
That is, thank you, Eduardo, and thanks for reminding me. To date, we have not received a comment as such, and actually, I've been remiss. I've also forgot to mention the updated timetable that we agreed to for the review group activities. Currently, the new deadlines are for the activities during the application comment period, which ends August 12th, is that we accept comments till July 26th, and then we'll take 1 week from that to review the comments and also draft any formal comments for ALAC's consideration. And then from roughly August 2nd to the 10th, the ALAC can then consider any statements and, well, either approve or not approve. So that was the other thing I forgot to mention. And thanks for triggering my attention on that. I'm sorry, who is that? Mm-hmm. All right. Any other questions, comments? nice. Very well. I've also posted a summary draft email to the list as the default text. You know, that the review group members can now post to their relevant reloads. You know, feel free to customize that and then submit it and then send it to the reloads. But again, it really is up to the reloads to really get the interest to submit the comments on the new GTLD applications. So, opening the floor to any questions or comments. Heidi Ulrich, please go ahead.
Hi, Dave. Just a comment. I'm wondering if we should ask perhaps the members, the regional members of the regional, the RG, could ask the chairs of the RALOs to add this issue urgently to their next call, just to discuss it and ensure that comments are being held, submitted. So, for example, we could have Olivier perhaps ask Wolf to just have a quick mention of this on the call today. And same thing with the Lac RALO call coming up.
Indeed, Heidi, thanks for that. This is Dave. I think definitely, yes, it needs to be brought up at the RALO conference calls. I attended the AFRALO call and last week and the NORALO call, which was yesterday, and mentioned this to them on those calls. But indeed, for those review group members that are going to be on the URALO call and on the LACRALO call, definitely this needs. You should make a point of mentioning this, and again emphasizing that this is your opportunity to actually, you know, make a comment for consideration by ELAC on the new GTLD applications. So I think that's that'll be an action item as such. Yes. So thanks, Heidi. Any other thoughts or comments regarding the draft text that it could be used to post to all the reloads? Going once, going twice. Heidi, I still see your hand up. Does that mean it's...
No, sorry, I just haven't put it down.
Okay, no problem. Very well. Yes, go ahead.
Dave, we're looking into that echo.
I think so, yeah. It's more of an echo.
Yeah, sorry.
Okay.
Whoa. Sounds like somebody's sitting on a submarine.
Well,
search, for Red search for Red October.
Oh, that's probably reminding us of the upcoming deadlines. That's what it is. Okay, well, I think it's now been muted, so thanks to the staff for that. Okay. Well, since we have some time to this, I just want to talk about a bit further more about how we can do better outreach. Fatimata, I see your hand is now raised. Please go ahead.
Yes, Dave, thank you. Hello, everybody. Regarding AFRALO, I'm really eager to see the text finalized so that I can send it to the members, because I know that there was some talks going on and I haven't seen any comments from AFRALO, from at large African members. And the deadline is, you know, kind of close. So if we agree that the text is good, that the document is good, and that we can share it, the sooner the better.
Okay, thanks, Fatimata. Well, I don't think there's really been any objection raised to this. And the idea, again, is to, if you want to then take that and customize it, like if you think there's some information that you think your relo would want to, you know, might want to see, by all means, you know, customize it to how you want to see it. So go right ahead. I don't think there's been any objection, although I now see Carlton has his hand raised. Carlton, please go ahead.
Thank you, Dev. Okay. This is Carlton for the record. I am not at all objecting to having wider circulation of the document. In fact, I am endorsing Fatimata's position that we should take the document and put it on the list and make everybody aware of it. You already have a task to get the RALO leadership messaged on this again, so that is going to be good. There's one little thing that I think we should do and emphasize. I am keen to see emphasize the basis on which objections can be made for the at-large. I am very keen to see that is emphasized. I want people running off the reservation here and coming up back with all kinds of things. I mean, you all know my position on this. I am not all that worry about ginning up objections, because to me that's like a fireman lighting a fire so he can get work to out the fire. But I am for full and complete, as best as possible, information to the edges. But there's always the caution that they must understand the basis on which objections can be raised. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, thank you, Carlton. This is Devanand. Okay, so I think definitely, again, as another action item, although I think it's something that should be implemented, all the regional members of the review group should, again, use the text, post to the relos, don't just even wait for the relo calls, but post it now and see if you can get some comments, at least for the application comment period. And I understand, Carlton, what you mean regarding the objection statement, which is over the longer 7-month period, which indeed, let's put it this way. I mean, the objection statement. Sorry about that. Yeah, sorry about that. Yeah, regarding the any formal objection statement, it has to be in a form that has to be, in a form ready to be submitted to the dispute resolution service provider. Yeah. And the argument has to be a good one. Let's put it that way. It cannot be a very flimsy statement, because I don't think, one, it will not pass the muster of the relos, and it will not pass the muster of ELAC, unless it's properly well written and considered. So your due diligence will be good in that in the coming months regarding objection statements. Let's see. Fatima, you still have your hand raised. Is there an additional comment you want to make? Or?
No, I think I'm good with what Carlton said.
Okay.
If we can circulate it, that's good. So I will just go ahead and circulate it within the African community.
Definitely.
So that if they can make comments, they will feel free to do it in the right way.
Great. Excellent. Just as I mentioned, I also used the URL shortener and registered, used that as the link to the dashboard. So if you're using this to talk to somebody over the phone or verbally telling somebody, you can use this instead of community.icann.org.x, whatever the dashboard is. So you can use that also in your communications. Going back now again to the outreach aspects. Okay, so we're definitely going to use the text for the relo list and so on. Any other fora that we should be spreading this message across, that, you know, we have an objection process in place and so on? I was thinking Diplo Foundation, actually, as a possible avenue, because I know they have I believe there's a community website where they have various working groups and so forth. I have not been involved directly with the Diplo Foundation. But is anyone on the Diplo Foundation? I was on those type of working groups and stuff?
This is Carlton. I am on the Diplo Foundation website. I'm a member of the group, so I can push it there. Not a problem.
Great. All right. Excellent. So, Carlton, by all means, you could take that message and post it to the Diplo Foundation. Thanks for that. Okay. Let's see. Any other thoughts, questions from the review group members?
Yes.
Okay. Go ahead. Who's this?
Well, I didn't understand what you just said with Carlton. I said foundation. That's all.
Okay. Great. Okay, there being no other further questions regarding the update of review group activities, let me just move over to the next agenda item, which is going to be regarding the chair of the review group. I'm acting now as the interim chair of the review group. I am willing to serve as the formal chair, but of course I'm opening it to anybody. Does anybody wish to stand for the chair of the review group as such? And the floor is open to any comments or questions from anyone. Okay, I see in the chat Seth Reese will like to nominate Dave for the chair. Okay, well, thank you, Seth. I would accept. Would there be a seconder for that? And I guess people could use
Yes, I am seconded.
Okay, Carlton has seconded.
And I seconded too. That's 2 seconds.
Okay.
Fatima
is also seconded, and also from Eduardo. Great. Okay. Anybody else that wants to say any comments on this? Well, this is a very quick agenda item. Going once, going twice, going thrice. Okay, well, thank you. Okay, well, thank you. I accept the review group chair, and I'll just say thanks for that. Right, excellent. Well, we are moving on very quickly along here, I must see. Okay. Any other business or next steps? One of the things I was thinking about is how exactly should comments be evaluated by the review group. If there are going to be comments next week when we meet, which is the July 26th, I believe it is July 26th, actually. I'm not sure what the doodle says. Actually, I don't know if staff has the link, can confirm that.
Dave, this is Heidi. I believe it's the 27th. Gisela, are you able to second that comment?
I'm here. What was the question?
The date of the next RG call. I believe it's the 27th. Correct?
It's Thursday the 26th at 1400 UTC.
Okay, thank you for that, Gisela and Heidi. Okay, so with that call next week, if there are comments that have been posted, I was thinking just to explain some of the workflow ideas I have in mind. Any ad hoc working group should be comprised of regional members, a diversity of persons from the regions within any ad hoc working group to try to work on any formal comment for approval by ALAC during their application comment period. That's just my that's the approach I'll take on next week's call if there are comments, and I'm hoping there are comments on the that have been posted by at large. Okay. I'm just reading the comments here. Just any other business or next steps? Before I raise one more point? Again, this is your group here, so if you all have any comments, questions, suggestions, this is the time to say it. Going once. Oh, Heidi, please go ahead.
Really quickly, there was a discussion on the last XCOM call that it might be useful to have a one-pager put together on a wiki page or even just a document that explains both the at-large as well as the GAC objections and early warning process. I'm going to be asking staff about that, relevant staff about that, but I'm just wondering if that is a go-ahead, if this group or perhaps particularly you, Dave, could help set that up. Just again, so people could discuss at very briefly and very quickly what the two objection processes, how they work.
Okay. That'll be a challenge to put it concisely on one page, but I think we should do that. I think that sounds like a good idea. It could be used as a handout or as a PDF email to people that are not on the reload list. So, okay. Any thoughts or comments on the group? I think we should make that an action item. Going once, going twice. I see Fatima has raised her hand, but I think Heidi. I think certainly we'll put that against as an action item to work on, to create a one-page summary process.
Yeah, what I'll do is I'll be speaking with relevant staff, including communication staff, today or tomorrow, and get back to you on the timeline for that.
Sure. I don't think it won't be in time for the application comment period, but it would be for the objection period, which is now 7 months.
7 months, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So great. Okay, Fatima, sorry, go ahead.
I think Heidi said it all.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking about the document for everybody to be able to refer to. So
sure.
She made a good suggestion.
Okay.
And and I think that's all. And if you have other questions, the mailing list is very good, and I used it several times to get answers to my requests. So
very well.
It's okay for me.
Great. Thanks, Fatima. Sorry. Okay, and one final thing regarding any other business, and this is something that wasn't really explicitly documented in the flowchart process, but it relates to the ability to submit comments regarding objections to the comment forum after the application comment period, and the reason why we may want to consider doing that, and how should I put it, if the review group may want to consider doing that, possibly subject to ALAC approval, I think ideally it should be up to ALAC to approve any formal comments regarding objections on the limited public interest or community grounds, is that they could be acted upon, they could be seen by the independent objector, and the independent objector could then act upon it. So in other words, you don't have to wait right up to the fifth month, to the second to last month to actually work on objection statements and so forth. We can, in fact, submit a public comment that on an objection statement, on a limited public interest or community grounds, and see whether the independent objector responds, or in fact, if other persons respond to that in on the public comment forum. Any particular thoughts on that? Because what we could then do is make that a part of the monthly review group activity to, you know, to consider should we draft an objection statement for ALAC approval. Going once, going twice. Very well. I think there being no real objections is. I see, Carlton. Your enduring interest is an actionable objection statement that could be filed by submitted by that could be drafted by the review group, approved by three or more of the relos, and then it for ALAC approval. Correct.
Sure.
Okay. Very well. Well, this is obviously something that we can consider after the objection application comment period ends on August 12th. Let's see. I should also mention something regarding the objection process, since we do seem to have a lot of some time here. Regarding objection statements that are filed by the dispute resolution service provider, I attended the Prague meeting which covered this topic. And one of the things that was revealed was that regarding the dispute resolution service provider would only post a notification of the objection being received and the payment paid. You will not, the actual objection statement is not actually published on the dispute resolution service provider's website. Just to be clear, there has been no formal objection noted on the dispute resolution service provider's website. But it just means that there is, an additional activity for the review group, to monitor that page, and then if there is an objection statement filed and the notification published on the website, then you have to at least communicate with the person filing the objection as to get the actual text of what the statement was made on the objection statement. I thought it was a bit unusual regarding that, the lack of transparency, but that's the process. So is there something to keep in mind?
That is a problem. That little wrinkle you just mentioned is a problem, I think. But at this stage, I don't think we should make heavy water of it.
True. But is that something we just have to note and just keep monitoring the dispute resolution service provider website and, just keep track of it? That's all. Okay, great. So, any other business? Any other comments? Any other questions? Da-da-da. Going once. Going twice. Very well. Okay. Well, we finished the meeting so that we can have a coffee break. Excellent. So, okay. Thank you all, everyone. The next call will be on July 26th. I've forgotten the hour already. I'm sorry. So I'm sure the notification will go out on the list. 1400 UTC. Thank you, Gisela. Okay, until then. And, of course, if there are any comments or questions, please post to the review group list. And, again, spread the message regarding the objection process to everyone. So, okay, with that, I will adjourn the call. And thank you all.
Thanks, Dave. Thanks, everyone.
Bye. Thanks, Dave.